I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Friday night, the 2009 Indianapolis Early Music Festival opens with the ensemble Reconstruction, presenting Bedlam, Back and Beyond. Our guest is the harpsichordist, founder of the group, Holly Chatham. Holly, Reconstruction's described as a quintet that takes Baroque music into the 21st century. Let's talk first about the roots and the core of your music, perhaps the Bedlam and the Back. Tell us a little bit about how you got together and what you started playing.
Sure, absolutely. Actually, the cellist and I have been playing together since we were at Indiana University. So we've been playing together for a number of years. And all five of us have performed together in many other ensembles and in various other arenas. And when the group was founded in 2002, we just wanted to come together to perform this vibrant, living, relevant Baroque music in a theatrical way, meaning that the singers memorize all of the music. So they're not holding music in front of their faces. They're really connecting with the audience. And the show just goes straight through and usually has a theme. So the theme of this program, Bedlam, Back and Beyond, is based around the mad songs that Baroque composers were sort of obsessed with for a time, especially English Baroque composers. Composers such as Purcell, who wrote these songs about going into madness, and they would go visit the hospitals to observe people who had sort of descended into madness and use this as artistic inspiration. And so we built the program around this theme. So the program has an arc and goes through the happiness and joys of falling in love and then into jealousy and how the heart can be broken and one can descend into madness because of another person and then back into the joys of recovery. And so we just really like to bring this Baroque music into a place where people can really relate to it today because the subject matters and the themes really are still very relevant to today's life.
Holly, your group, as it's currently constituted, is five women.
Yes.
Has this offered you some special opportunities? Was this part of your original thoughts?
It was, because there is a great body of repertoire for three sopranos that was written in the early Baroque. And it's just a very unique sound with three sopranos. It's very beautiful, and the blend is gorgeous, and we love that repertoire. It's a unique and beautiful sound hearing three women sing together that we love and that we're passionate about. And so that's why we chose that format for our ensemble.
You do say Bedlam, Back, and Beyond. Part of the beyond seems to be your style and the way you're putting things together. But at the same time, I understand that there's actually some music that's been written in the 21st century for the group.
That's right. We commissioned Karen Hansen to write a piece for us called Heart, We Will Forget Him, which is just a beautiful piece. It's actually a cappella. It's for the three singers, and it fits into the program beautifully. And there's also a surprise piece that's in the program that's from the 20th century, but I will not tell you what that is because people at the concert, we don't want to wreck the surprise for them.
We've been talking with Holly Chatham, harpsichordist and founding member of the group Reconstruction. They perform Bedlam, Back and Beyond this Friday in the Indianapolis Early Music Festival's new venue, the Basile Opera Center at 4011 North Pennsylvania Street, with Words on Music at 7 and the concert at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.